Dial 911 if you must have an ambulance, but only an emergency. I'm advised now that Ed Livingston of Con Ed is standing by to repeat for us what he told Gus Engelman just moments ago.
Ed, what caused this?
We had severe lightning and thunderstorms in Westchester County, and they knocked out Indian Point 3, which is one of the generating stations on the system. And at that time, we also lost a major north-south feeder into the system, which connects us to the north. And shortly thereafter, Gus, I give you these events in sequence. I don't have exact times for them. We lost Ravenswood 3, which is a big generator in the city in Queens. And we tried to save the system by going into a 5% voltage reduction. We went into an 8% voltage reduction, and we started to shed load in Westchester.
Ed, most important, are you people able to determine right now when power will go back on?
No, we don't have a fix. It'll be several hours, I'm sure. And what we're asking people to do is to make sure that the appliances that were on when the problem happened are turned off so that they're not now on the system when we go back, so that we don't have a big surge to deal with.
Ed, when you say several hours, are you saying perhaps this could go into the early hours of the morning?
I'm saying that I can't really guess, Gus, as to what time we'll get the thing back. We've got every available man. I heard on the radio, and I just turned the car around. I was working late till about 8:30, and I was on the way home and turned the car around, didn't even bother to go home and came back. So everybody who's on the system who can play a role in getting the city back is working right now.
Ed Livingston with Con Ed telling us what happened. We have further words as far as some of the things if you'd like to know what happened. It was caused by lightning and thunderstorms in Westchester, which knocked out the Indian Point plant, which is the main generation system, lost major north-south feeder, and didn't have exact time of the problems. However, 1, Ravenswood, 3, which is a big generator in the city, and Queens went out. 2, they tried to save it with a 5% voltage reduction. That failed. They then tried to go 8% voltage reduction. Started to shed the load in Westchester. And it will be several hours now before the power will come back on. Appliances that were on should be turned off to prevent a big surge to deal with when it comes back. Cannot tell you exactly when the power will come back on. Every available man at Con Ed is now working on the situation, and we will keep you up to date as quickly as we can as far as things that are happening. I'm George Michael on WABC. We are advised now that the clocks in the studio, due to the tremendous power from a generator, as you know, generator power kind of comes and goes. So we want to give you the exact correct time. We'll give it to you exactly this way. 11:40 and 30 seconds. All right, there's the exact time. Forgive me for having given you the wrong time moments ago. If you want to try to set some kind of a clock, we'll give it to you exactly right now. All right, 11:40 and 45 seconds. There you have the exact time. As all the clocks in the studio have different times, as the generator power makes it kind of difficult to keep it accurate. Weather-wise, the weatherman says that we have had an unexpected thunderstorm, which we now know. We felt there was a storm coming in the area around 9 o'clock. We stated that on WABC. By 9:30, the lights went out in Manhattan. It's the first time since 1965 that it happened. If you are in need of an emergency situation where you have to have an ambulance or police, you call 911. But that is only in cases of extreme emergency. Lincoln and Holland Tunnel continue to report no major problem. Con Ed urges everyone to turn off all appliances. LaGuardia Airport has been closed to ingoing and outgoing traffic. Kennedy is closed to incoming and outgoing traffic. The phone company reports that they had 29 million calls during the first 6 hours of the 1965 blackout. To prevent that from happening again, they urge you tonight, please do not use the telephone unless, in fact, it is an emergency. The West Side Highway, heavy traffic. If you know the West Side Highway, it is a bad road as it is. Please avoid using the West Side Highway. Heavy traffic reported there. The police commissioner, Michael Codd, urges everyone who is a member of the police force report to the precinct nearest you, not the one to which you are assigned, but the one which is nearest your residence.
Hey, George, you know, you were referring back to the 1965 blackout. A couple of things struck me. When this whole thing is over, and granted it will be over in several hours, just sit tight and it will be over. One thing that happened Last time, which probably will happen again, and some of the best stories are coming out of this entire blackout scene will be people stuck in elevators and in subways. I mean, it's a lot of discomfort. If you have any suspicion, incidentally, that you have a friend or a loved one in that situation, as I remember, most of those situations turned out pretty well. They just had great stories to tell later on. Right now, they're probably in a lot of anguish. And again, emergency services are working in all of those situations to free people from elevators. I'd hate to be at the top of the World Trade Center at this moment, though, wouldn't you?
It's 11:44 on WABC in New York. I'm George Michael, Chuck Leonard. You know the ironic part of this is you wait for how long to get a reservation at the World Trade Center? You say, gee, we're going to dinner tonight. You go to dinner. This is the greatest night of your life. You waited forever, and you go up there, and now you say, we may spend the rest of our night here, dear.
Right.
But it's got to be a rather strange feeling. We can only tell you what we know. What we know is that Con Ed tells us that some 7 million people are without power. There have been reports, scattered though they are, of power coming on and off a little bit, that is minor surges, in Brooklyn. You may recall, as was pointed out by Chuck Leonard earlier, in 1965, various sections of the city did have some power come back on. But before the entire five boroughs were fully restored power-wise, was almost 18 hours. So do not expect it to be coming right back on. If you have windows, I guess you open the windows and just let the warm, humid air come right on in, because it's going to get a lot more humid before the night is over. Repeat those important messages from WABC at 11:45. LaGuardia Airport is closed. Kennedy Airport is closed. 29 million calls during 1965. Please don't let it happen again. Do not use the telephone tonight. And as has been pointed out, New Yorkers directing traffic tonight on 6th Avenue, for example, and 54th, in front of the WABC studios. People with white armbands and flashlights are out. If you have flashlights, that's what to use. And we remind you again, as far as kerosene lamps, remember, you probably haven't used them for a while. Above all, make sure there's no kerosene on the outside. Make sure that when you attempt to light it, you have it on a flat surface and something that will not burn. And be sure, above all, that if you have anything in the way of gasoline or whatnot involved in trying to get light up, be sure that you put it on something that will not burn, make sure it is clean, and make sure it is dry.
And George, I think we ought to stress again that people who have appliances that were on, and try to test your memory. What did you have on? Did you have the TV set on? Whatever you did have on, try to pull the plug out, because not only will the power surge possibly damage the appliance, but as I remember, it also creates a problem for Con Ed. When they actually do turn on the power, the level will be at a still at somewhat an emergency level, and it could create a big problem for them in restoring power to the city.
Okay, that's the latest word. Now, quickly recapping, if we might, for you, what has occurred, and as we've said to you, those of you who have been with us since this power failure started will find it to be, of course, repetitious. However, people will be tuning in saying, what has happened and what is happening? What has happened is that a major electrical storm passed through Westchester County. That storm shortly after 9 o'clock. There were various places where the power started to go. Specifically, the power went in some of the plants up in Westchester County. They reduced by 5%, not enough. They reduced by 8%. Before they could take further steps, all of the power was out. The result, 7 million people in the New York area tonight are without power. When will the power be restored? That question placed by Gus Engelman to Ed Livingston of Con Ed. He said, I cannot tell you that it will be several hours, but it will be that at a minimum. Now, there are reports of heavy traffic on the West Side Highway. We urge you to avoid the West Side Highway.
George, Paul Ehrlich is back in the newsroom, and he has a couple of more items of information to bring us up to date. So let's go right to Paul.
Chuck, a couple more random items. First of all, I don't know if anybody has mentioned this by now, but if somebody's planning to go somewhere and they need gas in their car, you're going to have trouble because, as you may or may not know, pumps are operated electrically. And so they're not operating in New York City. You can't get gas. So stay home if you don't have enough gas to get where you're going. In fact, that's a good idea in any case. Stay home if you can. Taxi Commissioner Richard Hudner has ordered taxis to take group rides. Take more than one person if you can. Signals off for tonight. All the taxi rules are off. He also says if people cannot get ambulances, if they cannot get through to ambulances, call YE7-7000. 1000, and a taxi will come, hopefully, to pick you up. Governor Carey has been in touch with Mayor Beam and Police Commissioner Codd. He has ordered National Guard armories, a number of them, to open for emergency purposes. If people can't be in their home for one reason or another, these armories are at 125 West 14th Street in Manhattan, 643 Park Avenue, 68th Street in Lexington Avenue, 168th Street and Jamaica Avenue in Queens, Kingsbridge and Jerome Avenue in the Bronx. Two armories are open on Bedford Avenue in Brooklyn, and 127 North Broadway in Yonkers. If you need to go somewhere in that vicinity, go to the armory. They'll take care of you. George?
Paul Ehrlich, WABC News Director, helping to organize the events tonight. The man who's been able to get all the good reports for us has been Gus Engelman. Now, there is a report of an explosion at a Con Ed plant in Peekskill. Gus Engelman talks with State Trooper Walter Hepsch on the situation.
And we had an incident at Con Ed, which caused a lot of alarm. It was a fire from one of the main power transformers at a substation across the street from Con Ed.
When was that fire and how bad was it? What damage has been caused?
Well, the fire occurred approximately 10:45, and as far as any damages, it's just damage to the transformer. There's no reported injuries, and there is no cause for an alarm in the area.
Okay, you're a trooper on duty. What's it like as far as traffic and any reports of accidents or injuries?
We have moderate to heavy traffic in the area, but there are no report of any personal injury, auto accidents.
How are the people taking it?
Well, they're a little bit of alarmed due to the fact that the fire was electrical in nature and it caused a bright blue arc in the sky. But I can repeat it again that there's no cause for any alarm.
Gus Engelman talking with State Trooper Walter Hepsch on the situation. And I have sitting beside me now Gus Engelman, who's been one of the men working the phones. Gus, first of all, let me just bring you up to date quickly, folks. It's 11:50 on WABC. There has been a massive power failure in the city of Manhattan, the all five boroughs, Staten Island, Westchester County. It's all out. It's dark tonight. Gus Engelman has spoken with two main people. Gus, quite honestly, I understood what the officer was saying, but what in essence does it really mean? I mean, was this an explosion that occurred after the power blackout, and what does it mean?
Yeah, this explosion occurred after the main blackout. But the initial report was because of this other explosion, it could have been serious. There could have been a lot of injuries, and maybe it would have prevented the original power failure from getting back on the grid immediately. But you just heard the report from the trooper. The explosion was not serious. Nobody was injured. It looks like minor damage. So there won't be any real trouble for the residents up in Peekskill to get their power back when everybody else gets it back.
I know that you've got to get back in there, but just what is it like to try to be able to reach people at this time? You must be going through a massive amount of busy signals and people who just aren't available.
Well, it's a madhouse because everybody is after the same thing, information, meaning, you know, the other stations, the other reporters, and these people who are working around town, meaning the cops, meaning the people working for Con Ed, they're going crazy themselves because the only way you can really get information tonight is via the telephone. And wherever you're calling around town, it seems like, you know, the lines are busy or people are just tripping over each other trying to get this essential information. It's tough.
What about incoming calls? Gus said, you know, I was trying to say, our lights do not light up here at WABC. We don't have ringing telephones. We have flashing lights. How do we know when people are calling us?
That's just it. All we can do out in the newsroom now is every so often just keep pushing in the lines and saying hello, because if people are on those lines trying to reach us with any sort of an emergency call or any sort of information, we have no idea, because as you just said, George, the lights are not flashing and we can hardly hear the rings. So apart from everything else, what we have to do is just keep pushing down those phones and saying hello and hoping someone's there with some information, essential information for our listeners.
Gus Engelman, one of the many men in the WABC newsroom who's trying to keep track of everything that is happening. It is 11:51 on WABC. I'm George Michael. You are in the midst of a major blackout. The man who was on duty with me at the time was none other than Bob Capers. And I said, Bob was there at 9:29:30. I walked into the newsroom and said, Bob, what are we going to do? And he says, I don't know. I guess we're not going to get any food from the Joy Deli tonight. The first thing, and by golly, he was right. Bob Capers.
Okay, George, a short time ago at City Hall, Mayor Beam stated that based on word he's been getting from Con Edison and all the other people responsible for this kind of thing, we may soon be getting our power back throughout the city. How soon, the mayor can't say, but Con Ed is slowly but surely bringing our power back, so that's a hopeful note. Another promising note comes from Granite Springs in Upper Westchester County, where the lights are back on in Granite Springs. Meanwhile, Governor Carey has ordered state police to assist the New York City Police Department during the outage, and the New York State National Guard is now on standby. The call is out for all off-duty transit cops to report for duty immediately, and Corrections Commissioner Benjamin Malcolm says he wants all off-duty corrections officers to report right away to the Bronx House of Detention. There was a bit of a scare earlier tonight up in Buchanan, New York, near the Peekskill area. A transformer in Buchanan caught fire and blew up earlier tonight at about 10:45. Fortunately, no injuries and the fire was contained in short order. Now, the significant aspect of this fire and explosion, which occurred just across the street from Con Ed's nuclear power plant in Peekskill. The Jackson Heights Queens Volunteer Ambulance Corps is activated this night, and their telephone number is 335-3221. That's for the Jackson Heights Queens Volunteer Ambulance Corps in the Jackson Heights Elmhurst communities. And the number for ambulance service in Jamaica Estates, Queens is 464-0300. That's 464-0300. And if ambulance service is needed in Ridgewood, Queens, the number is 386-7229. That's 386-7229. These numbers to be used to take the emergency load off 911, which is the emergency number which tonight is quite active, as you might expect, as a result of the blackout. And finally, Queens residents in Maspeth, Woodside, and Elmhurst, needing emergency ambulance service, should call the Maspeth Volunteer Ambulance Service at 426-1900. Not the 911 emergency number, but 426-1900 for emergency ambulance service in Maspeth, Woodside, and Elmhurst, Queens.
Bob Capers in the WABC newsroom. I'm George Michael, along with all of the WABC news team, various reporters, people behind the scenes, along with Chuck Leonard. We're all here, and we will all try to bring you up to date on what has happened. I think by now you know exactly what the situation is. We have a massive power failure that occurred at 9:29:30. At that time, WABC experienced a brownout and then a blackout. It occurred in a matter of seconds. First at 9:27, the brownout. Then by 9:29:30, the entire station was off the air, back on the air within a matter of moments. It was at that time that we became aware of the fact that all of Midtown Manhattan had gone dark. We now know that a massive power failure occurred. There was a report now of various explosions, a minor explosion at the Con Ed plant in Peekskill. Gus Engelman talked with State Trooper Walter Hesch. He advised us that the situation was not as serious as had been initially anticipated. Yes, there was a minor explosion and a fire resultant, but they hope that that will not prevent from getting back to power as soon as possible. It is now 11:55 on WABC in New York, and wouldn't you know that one of the fellows who has the good life tonight is my cohort here at WABC, the afternoon man, Dan Ingram, who just arrived home in Oyster Bay. Let's switch now to that report with Dan Ingram.
George, it was one of the weirdest scenes of my life since the last time this happened to me, which happened to be in 1965 at 5:27 p.m. when the electricity went out when I was on the air in the middle of, I think it was up a lazy river by Sizenet there, and I said that was a very lazy river, and the whole thing went... Well, it happened tonight. It happened tonight when I was asleep. I'd gone back to my office to look over my checkbook and find out what was wrong with it. And I found out that the bank had made an error and I had $2,000 I didn't know about. I was rather happy, had myself a large martini, and dozed off. The next thing I knew, there was shouting in the hallway outside the office, and it was 9:35, and the lights were off. And I thought, well, I fell asleep without putting the lights on. Well, I put the lights on, and it didn't go on, and I said, I don't believe it, it's happened again. At which point, I lit a candle, walked down 23 flights of stairs, found my car, took my vehicle across Manhattan, which took me an hour to get to the 59th Street Bridge, by the way. 57th Street is not the way to go. It's got a lot of people and a lot of cars just sitting there looking at each other. Went across the bridge, and driving through the upper level of the 59th Street Bridge, I had the strange feeling, looking at all that metalwork around me, that I was driving through the bones of some dead brontosaurus, and I felt very weird. And right up in front of me, on the end of the 59th Street Bridge, were lightning bolts coming down like a scene from a promotional movie for King Kong. It really felt strange. It was like God was saying, you're really amateurs, folks. We went across the 59th Street Bridge, got onto the Long Island Expressway, which incredibly was absolutely empty. Traffic was moving beautifully, and I guess it's because there are no traffic lights there to screw things up. Went across the county line to the Nassau County, and was like we returned to civilization. Nassau County is functioning just fine. The Long Island Mining Company, I guess, is doing its thing. Because right now, I am going to do something that I didn't have a chance to do, because the last time the lights went out, we didn't have an auxiliary generator, and I wound up in the transmitter in New Jersey until 4 o'clock in the morning. Right now, I'm going to turn off my suburban lit light. I am going to walk down my suburban hall. I am going to find my old lady, and I'm going to bid you all good night, because it's only electricity, fellas, and we're still functioning. Good night, and God bless.
Oh, you know, that's wonderful. That's Dan Ingram, WABC's premier afternoon drive man, at home tonight, having a little vino, a little candlelight, and the love of Jeannie Ingram. Bless him. Oh,
sure knows how to hurt a guy, doesn't he, George?
Isn't he brutal? I want to tell you right now, Dan, I hope you have air conditioning. We do not. As you are well aware, this is WABC 77 in New York. It is now 11:58. We are without power. All of Manhattan went dark at 9:29:30 tonight. Massive power failure, as you heard described. Now, what basically happened was an electrical storm passed through Westchester County. It knocked out several power plants. The resultant was that Westchester County, all the five boroughs of Manhattan, without power. To those of you on Long Island, we envy you tonight. Let us go now to find out what's happening as far as on the street.
Well, Steve O'Brien just got in, and I understand that we're going to have some reports from the man on the street and his reaction to the entire thing. Speaking of reactions, George, Dan Ingram's reaction to the blackout was not atypical. I think a lot of people had the same feeling, I can't believe it's happening again. The last time around, they said that was the last one. This is the blackout that was not supposed to happen.
Not to take an unfair shot at anybody, but it's interesting to note that Sunday night, when doing the news, we were advised that this would not happen again this year. They
sure
said, this will not happen. And I cannot help but feel sorry for Con Ed, because in contrast to many people, I think they give you every effort that they can.
Oh, I'm sure they do, George. Another thing that is a lot different from 1965, if you can remember back then, I was here at the station, and the general reaction from the passers-by, from the layman, was that maybe it's an enemy attack, or the end of the world, or there were all sorts of fears and trepidation going on, and there was none of that tonight. People just said, oh, the lights are out again, and if I have an electric oven, the roast will be ruined. But outside of that, none of the end of the world syndrome that we had last time.
All right, it's now approaching 12 midnight. It's 11:59:30, and I will do this only so you can set your various clocks and whatnot. We have had a tremendously difficult time trying to give you exact times, because we are operating here on WABC on auxiliary power. The transformers and whatnot have surges of power, which has pushed the time ahead and back. We are approaching exactly 12 midnight in 5 seconds, if you wish to mark it, all right? It will be 12 midnight in 3, 2, 1, it is 12 midnight. 12 midnight is now the 14th of July on WABC 77 in New York, where we will bring you the light side and the hard side of what has happened. The newsroom working with everyone manning the phones, Gus Engelman talking to various people so that we might keep you up to date as to what is happening. On the lighter side, we're going to hold off on the Steve O'Brien report for 1 minute, so we might pick up a report from Gus Engelman, the WABC newsroom, with another report that Gus Engelman has. And he has talked this time. Gus, why don't you just sit down and tell us what you've been able to ascertain and who you've been talking with this time around.
George, we dispatched Kathleen Maloney, one of our street reporters, to Doctor's Hospital just to see what the situation was like there as far as emergencies and as far as patients are concerned. I just spoke to Kathy just a few minutes ago.
You're at Doctor's Hospital. What's the situation like there?
Doctor's Hospital is on its emergency generators. Now, for them, that means that the hall lights are on and all of their medical equipment is working, but the patients' rooms are dark and all of the other offices are dark, so they're going around checking the patients, and so far everything's okay. They've had a very good response from their staff. They say all of the nurses who were here are staying over. They have volunteers coming in constantly. They're practically, it's just buzzing with nurses. It's loads of nurses all over. They have accepted two emergency cases from the city so far. One man, they say, who fell off his motorcycle. He's in good condition, just some cuts and bruises. Another woman in the neighborhood was not a patient, and there's really nothing wrong with her except that she lives on the 18th floor. She has a heart condition and just can't walk up that far, so they're giving her a place to stay while this whole situation continues.
Kathy, was there any need to evacuate any of the patients?
No, none of the patients had to be evacuated. Everything is under control here at Doctors Hospital. As a matter of fact, they told me that Mayor Beam has declared this whole thing a state of emergency, and they are ready to help in any way they can.
All right, Gus Engelman talking with Kathleen Maloney. It's 12:02 on WABC in New York. I'm George Michael, along with the entire WABC news team. Chuck Leonard standing by. Steve O'Brien has been on the street. We've given you the harder side of life. For those of you who have been with us, you are well aware that I've said that it will be at times repetitious. We will let you know what has happened. That is a severe electrical storm passed through Westchester County, knocked out the power. Con Ed lost power, tried to reduce by cutting back 5%, then by 8%, and before they could cut back anymore, all power was lost as a result of the electrical storm. It obviously has caused many serious situations. Kathleen Maloney, as you just heard at Doctors Hospital, will be getting a report from the Red Cross. They have set up several emergency stations. We'll bring you those in just a couple of minutes. But right now, if we can pick up what it's like on the streets of Manhattan, and for that, we switch now to Steve O'Brien.
Thank you, George. Downstairs around 6th Avenue and up and down in the 50s, it's lightening up a little bit tonight, but from what we hear over along 3rd Avenue on the bar strip, it's, if anything, getting a bit more intense. Now, I had occasion to wander into one or two of the places, although no bending of the elbow took place at this end, unfortunately, but I do have a few interviews on tape that'll be coming up hopefully in a little while. Nothing, of course, that will cause Gus Engelman or Bob Capers any worry, naturally. But we have a couple of reports we'll try to get on from some people in the city and from out of town. Walking into one of the neighborhood establishments, we found still an atmosphere of extreme levity, considering the situation. Bartenders walking around in their t-shirts and shorts, and people singing along with their various conditions of you know what I mean. Anyway, people are feeling no pain in most of the establishments around the area, and we imagine up and down 3rd Avenue too. But most of the conversation from the bartenders involves what do you want to drink, and please be kind enough to pay your bill before sliding out into the darkness, which is somewhat understandable. But downstairs on the street, we've got people from out of the city, especially, who are taking it almost like New Yorkers, George, because we talked to some people who are just saying, well, gee, New York is great in spite of all this, and we feel like we're a part of history. And we'll have some of those interviews hopefully coming up. Some people who didn't especially want to talk on record had some interesting comments on exactly what they were doing just before, during, and after the situation this evening. And for the benefit of those of you who are not in the city area directly, this you may hearken back to the period that George has talked a lot about tonight, about November 1965, and what you were doing then. That will, if you were around then, that will, I'm sure, remain a part of you as long as you're around, as will this evening, since our latest report indicates this will go on for, I guess, some hours. But for myself, I was driving along the Pennsylvania Turnpike, heading somewhere between Washington, D.C. and Detroit for a little visiting with the family in those days. And I remember being somewhat alarmed at that time because, naturally, the news reports outside the city were a bit sketchy. And I was listening to WABC back in those days, wondering just exactly what was going on in New York while I was away on vacation. And a little bit more trepidation back then as to the cause, because it seems at the time the information was a little bit more slow in filtering in as to the possible exact causes of what caused all this power outage tonight. But everybody seems to be taking it in great stride tonight, and as we mentioned, the situation along 3rd Avenue, and actually the bar strips in Manhattan at any rate, and we imagine most of the rest of the boroughs, are, if anything, in an extreme party atmosphere tonight. And I guess they'll remain that way as long as the suds hold out, George. So we'll go back to you and Chuck.
Steve O'Brien on WABC in New York. It's 12:06, WABC News Time. I'm George Mike, along with virtually the entire WABC station tonight. A massive power failure has occurred. It last happened November the 9th, 1965, and they said then it would never happen again. On November the 10th, everyone had the same question. Where were you when the lights went out? Some told the truth, most probably did not. What will they do on July the 14th, 1977? Only time will tell. The power went out officially 9:29:30, July 13th, 1977. It was caused by lightning and thunderstorms in Westchester, which knocked out the Indian Point plant, which is the main generation system. Also lost major north-south feeder. Didn't have the exact time of the problem. However, we know the following. Ravenswood 3, which is a big generator in the city.
For about another minute on the beeper phone.
Can we turn him off, please? Jackie?
Okay, if I could just ask you essentially to...
Number two. I'm sorry. There's no problem. Don't worry. All that happened was that machine two came up by accident, and you caught Gus in the middle of it. And knowing Gus Engelman, you're going to hear him saying... blank, blank. So please, don't put that on the air. You know, please, be cool. Gus, I should tell you, you know, I have a second. Gus Engelman has to be one of the great street men of all time. I mean, I love the way he works because he gets you the story, and that's what it's all about. As you must realize, folks, a lot of people in authority and positions of authority really don't want to talk tonight. They're more concerned with getting the job done. I guarantee you, if anyone can talk and anyone can tell us what happened, Gus Engelman will have that man on WABC. As I was saying, Ravenswood 3, which is a big generator in the city, and Queens went out. Now, tried to save all of the power from going off. Con Ed cut back 5% voltage reduction. Then quickly tried to cut back 8% in voltage reduction. But it was too late. They then started to shed the load in Westchester. What happened? The massive power blackout. The power went out at 9:29:30 on WABC. I'm George Michael. It is now 12:08. The stories will be many. Let me quickly pass along several reminders for you. Number one, Con Ed says that they feel that they will be able to start restoring some power within the hour. Already there are scattered reports of some power on, that is almost like a brown up, in Brooklyn. However, please do not have your appliances on. Have your appliances off. If your appliances are on, you will have two things happen. One, you will cause the power to be slower in being spread. Number two, you will probably lose power in that equipment because the power will blow it. It'll just be too much of a surge. Let us go now to the man we were just talking about, Gus Engelman, who has gotten so many good reports for us already tonight. Gus, who do we have standing by?
George, I just had a Con Ed spokesman on the phone, Ed Livingston, to see if we can get a better idea of when Con Ed will be restoring that power. Here's Ed Livingston right now.
Ed, is there any progress report? Can you tell us what's going on?
Well, we have all the employees that we've been able to contact are coming in and reporting for work. What we're doing primarily is manning the substation, getting ready for when we do get some startup power and then energize the system again. We're making sure that all the stations are manned, and of course we're asking the cooperation of our customers to see that all of their appliances are turned off so there isn't a big surge of power when we do energize our lines.
Ed, do you have a better idea right now when power will be restored?
We can't. Really can't estimate, Gus. We're working as hard as we can and as fast as we can, but I don't want to build up any hopes and pick a number of hours because we just can't be sure right now.
Gus Engelman talking with Ed Livingston. Ed Livingston is the man who first told us of the details of what occurred, and if we might, I'd like to switch back to that first conversation with Ed Livingston that Gus Engelman had, where in essence he told us what happened, how it happened, what made the lights go out in New York tonight.
Ed, what caused this?
We had severe lightning and thunderstorms in Westchester County, and they knocked out Indian Point 3, which is one of the generating stations on the system, and at that time we also lost a major north-south feeder into the system, which connects us to the north,
And shortly thereafter, Gus, I give you these events in sequence. I don't have exact times for them. We lost Ravenswood 3, which is a big generator in the city in Queens. And we tried to save the system by going into a 5% voltage reduction. We went into an 8% voltage reduction, and we started to shed load in Westchester.
Ed, most important, are you people able to determine right now when power will go back on?
No, we don't have a fix. It'll be several hours, I'm sure. And what we're asking people to do is to make sure that the appliances that we're on when that problem happened are turned off so that they're not now on the system when we go back, so that we don't have a big surge to deal with.
Ed, when you say several hours, are you saying perhaps this could go into the early hours of the morning?
I'm saying that I can't really guess, Gus, as to what time we'll get the thing back. We've got every available man. I heard on the radio, and I just turned the car around. I was working late till about 8:30, and I was on the way home and turned the car around, didn't even bother to go home and came back. So everybody who's on the system who can play a role in getting the city back is working right now.
It is a movie maker's dream come true, but it is a New Yorker's nightmare. The lights are out again in Manhattan, as occurred back in November of 1965. It is now 12:10 on the 14th of July. At 9:29:30 on the 13th of July, the lights went out. The stories that will be told will be numerous, the exaggeration great. And the question tomorrow morning at the coffee break will be, where were you when the lights went out? One man, Bob Capers, was in the WABC newsroom, as he has been doing all night, getting what he can on the telephone and from people around the area.
Okay, George, and here is some more light being shed on the city's first full-scale blackout since 1965. The news and weather wire is right here in the WABC newsroom, showing signs of life again after being down since about 9:30 Wednesday night. Good news from East Islip, Long Island. WABC News has received word that the lights have been on in East Islip for the past hour or so. Meanwhile, the Queens Midtown Tunnel and Brooklyn Battery Tunnel are now closed, but the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels are open, traffic is slow, and the ventilation systems are apparently working okay inside the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels. The American Red Cross has set up emergency first aid centers at Grand Central Station and Penn Station in New York City. Anyone having special emergency problems for the Red Cross should call this special Red Cross number, 787-1000. That's 787-1000. And those emergency centers are staffed with doctors and nurses at Penn Station and Grand Central. A final note, the Transit Authority tells WABC News that as far as it can tell at the moment, there are no stuck subway trains. There is the possibility of one train being stuck on a bridge, not sure, but no trouble, because if so, the train is out in the open. And of course, no service on the New York City subway system as of now.
Bob, before you go away, and I'm asking you for questions that you may not have the answers to, I must be remindful of the fact that there are people literally listening to us all over the world tonight, not just here in New York on transistors, but there are people who are sitting in the comfort of their home, I know in Oklahoma, Ohio, even in England, a lot of people in Canada, who really don't know what all can be involved in the power blackout. Now, you said there were no subways stuck. Do you know if the New York subway system, for example, the IRT, do they have power generators, sub-generators that would keep the cars going?
In a situation like this, once the power goes down, everything stops. And they wouldn't even want the power to be retained in the subway system, because during a blackout situation, it's an emergency situation, the train stops, the tunnel is dark, you've got passengers inside, and so the immediate idea would be to safely evacuate those passengers. Therefore, the power is shut down automatically in a situation like this, so as to get those passengers from out of the trains safely and securely.
To the best of our knowledge, then, at this time, all trains have been evacuated. There is a possibility of one being stuck up on a bridge, but that, of course, would not present a problem because we'd be able to people be able to rescue them. The other question I want to ask you, Bob, if, say, for example, now Dan Ingram called in a little while ago as to how it was to get to Oyster Bay, and once he reached Nassau County, there were lights. Obviously, people who have been working late in Manhattan or want to get home to the island will probably be trying to go home. You did say that Midtown Tunnel is...
The Queens Midtown Tunnel and the Brooklyn Battery Tunnel at the present time are shut down, but the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels are open.
Traffic is reported very slow going through those systems, but the ventilation system is apparently working well, and traffic is flowing through the Lincoln and Holland tunnels.
Knowing that people will obviously disregard the request not to drive, then how does a person get from Manhattan to Long Island?
The best bet would be to contact their related systems, whether it's the subway system or the Long Island Railroad, where special kinds of bus services are being activated, were being activated last night, and will continue to do so throughout the course of the day as an alternate source of transportation.
Bob Capers, WABC Newsroom, just one of the many people who are bringing you all the information that is humanly possible on the night of the blackout. It occurred at 9:30, July 13th, 1977. We are now 16 minutes past midnight, 12:16, the 14th of July. Maybe for the lighter side with Chuck Leonard.
Okay, George, I thought right now it might be a good time also to give a big warm thanks to our management people who are acting in technical capacities. Many of them have jobs that are far from the technical world. We're right now in our own emergency, a union situation, and right now I'd like to say that they've done a great job. Speaking of great jobs, WABC Steve O'Brien went out into the streets a few minutes ago with a recorder, and the first person in the street he talked to was...
Ann Kennedy.
Where are you from, Ann?
Jefferson City, Missouri.
Well, what do you think about all this?
It was exciting for 2 hours, but usually you at least can turn the lights on any time now. We're a little tired of it.
Where are you staying?
Right there at the Hilton.
Oh, you're right across the street. Well, you've got a little ways walk up then, right?
Yeah, my husband's got bad knees. We're here, I think. We've already walked down 49 or 46 floors from the top of the sixes.
You walked down from the top of the sixes?
Yes, we did. So did a whole group of other people, and I think there are people on the elevators in there.
What are you planning on doing now? Are you planning on staying in town?
Yes, we'll be here for a few days, I hope.
Well, good luck. Okay, what's your name, sir?
I'm her husband, John Kennedy.
John, you must be a little tired now with your suit and tie there.
I am, but I really like New York. I think this is fantastic. You ought to do this on a regular basis.
You weren't here in 1965 for the other one, I take it.
No, I wasn't, but I wanted to be here. Now I'm here.
That's not true. He's responsible for 2,000.
You're making a baby tonight.
You're making a baby tonight? What's your name? You wanted to give your name to the public? You want to leave some evidence?
Yeah, my name is Kevin Cannon. How are you?
Okay, Kevin, where are you from?
Where do you get the electricity? Where am I from? Well, I live in Manhattan now, in the village.
Good. Who's your friend over here? Is this a volunteer or your friend?
Lisa.
Lisa? Hi, where are you from, Lisa?
New York, right up here, the rehearsal club.
Good. You all, I'm from Manhattan myself. You all were directing traffic a while back, weren't you? Didn't I see you?
No, not me. You want some wine?
No, I may get to that a little later.
Oh.
Where are you heading now?
The rehearsal club.
To the rehearsal?
Yeah, what
they're
doing.
Okay.
What's going on at the rehearsal club?
Practices that aren't working.
Oh.
WABC Steve O'Brien on the street, and it sounds like he's having as much fun as some of the revelers out there. In the
rehearsal club pay you for that, Steve.
Incidentally, right now, George.
The address.
George is going to give us a recap on the situation. I'm Chuck Leonard with WABC Radio. Right now, it might be a good time for you to think about being a good neighbor. If you've got somebody in your building sick or aged, it might be a good time to check on them, make sure that they have a candle or that they're comfortable because, you know, for the average person, we're sort of, I guess, used to emergencies in New York City. But when you get up in years or if you're not in the best of health, it might be a little bit more trying. It might be a good time to see that they're all right. Incidentally, the elevators can create a problem, too. I imagine that many of them have the emergency signals on electricity, and they may not be working at the moment. It might be a good idea to go out near the elevator shaft and sort of see if you hear anybody trying to get aid, because that can be also very, very frightening. It's a time when, and I'm not trying to create a crisis situation, it's a blackout. We've had them before, and looks like we might as well get used to them. We may have them again. It's going to last for several hours, according to the last reports. If there are people in need of aid, it might be also a very good time to be a very good neighbor.
It's 12:20 on WABC in New York. I'm George Michael, along with the entire WABC staff. behind the scenes people working tonight, people in front, everyone putting together to bring you the most informative and complete story that we can of the blackout of 1977. The one of 1965 was a subject of jokes, of network TV stories, of great investigations, and it took many years for people to really find out what happened. How long it will take for us to know what really happened on July the 13th, 1977 at 9:30, we may never know, but one of the men who's been up in the front tonight getting people to talk who don't have time to talk is Gus Engelman.
George, possibly, hopefully, we may have some good news for residents of Queens. By that I mean I just got off the phone with Loco. That is the Long Island Lighting Company. And many of their customers have not been affected. That's in the communities of Nassau, Suffolk, and Rockaway, and the Rockaways, rather. And they right now are trying to feed power to Con Edison to perhaps restore some power to Queens, to get those lights back on in Queens. The spokesman for Loco is Ira Freulicher, and I just got off the phone with him.
How far do you have to walk to get home?
How far? Mutual miles, Miss.
I'm sorry. Jack, if I could direct from in here in the studio, bring up on line one, please. Can you bring up line one? All right. Now, let's activate machine one. I'm sorry, Gus. Who were you talking with on that one?
A spokesman for Loco, that's the Long Island Lighting Company, who says his utility is trying to feed power to residents in Queens, or rather to Con Edison,
to get some lights on in Queens. It's Ira Freulicher, and we just got off the phone with him.
The power blackout in the five boroughs of New York City. Commuters who may try to use the Long Island Railroad during the rush hours
in the power pool at about 9:09 to reduce voltage in order to help Con Ed. And then 10 minutes later,
Jack, just kill him.
We got a request.
Just stop. There you go. Okay. It's 9:22 on WABC. Gus Engelman is not cursed. And I think that is a historic an event as the power going off, because I know what has just run through his mind. Tune in tomorrow night when I will have Gus Engelman on my show, provided the power is back. Gus will tell you what ran through his mind, not where he was when the lights went out.
I will be here.
It is the lighter side of how things happen. And if I might just explain to you, we have activated so many machines that unfortunately in that particular report we did have a mistake. So Gus will bring back that report for you in just a matter of seconds. It's 12:22 on WABC in New York. I'm George Michael. A lady from Queens wanted to know why everyone is remembering the blackout of November 65. She revises that in August of 1973, the power was off in Queens for 4 days. She further stated that people learned to live with it and stressed that all people should realize that we can do it again. The woman remained anonymous, but did say to Sandy Sanderson, and the greatest part of all was, Con Ed bought our dinners. That's, lady, I thank you for that information. I think it's wonderful that Con Ed bought your dinner, and I can tell you that considering what my electric bill was for the winter time, since I was one of those fools who bought electric heat, I can tell you that I think they owe me a dinner. Did I? Yes, I did. You see, I will tell you that I personally thought that, well, gee, electricity, that's going to be great in the 70s when there's no gas. I'll have electricity. It's 12:22 on WABC.